So just settling your bodies and allowing for this time and this space and this place of connection, of going within. I call it the inner landscape, going within to the inner landscape to create more positives, reinforce positives already there, and allow for more positive imaging, connection, feelings, thoughts, and ideas that definitely can help you to move forward with your life. And so, even now, to begin with three big, deep breaths, slowly and deeply. Three big, deep breaths. Sort of allow your body to settle even more, but also set in motion for the journey today with those three big, deep breaths. Slowly and deeply as you begin to release and let go. And just with those deeper breaths, allowing your body to settle even more deeply down, as though to fall back into the big arms of the universe and simply know this is your time and your space for deeper inner comfort, to be content, and to allow more good to flow. And with your normal, natural rhythm of breathing, begin to allow an image to come to your mind that stands for well-being. Well-being. Just spontaneously let it pop right in. An image that stands for well-being. And let your inner mind, your inner eye, that focused point right in the center of your forehead, begin to allow this image its time and its space for you to discover about it. For as you discover about an image of well-being, you might be able to realize you're more in the experience of well-being as well. So in that inner mind of yours, that third eye, begin to let yourself notice about this image, an image that stands for well-being. And whatever it looks like or whatever sense of it you have, because as any or all of your senses heighten right now, even, it allows you to discover more. An image of well-being, what's it like? Would there be a shape? Would there be colors? What occurs for you when focusing in on an image of well-being? And to know that you might take a location shift in a sense, as though in your inner mind you could lift up over this image and look at it from above, down below, or go and move to the side of it and see it from this side or that side, or get underneath that. Notice it by taking a location shift all around. Begin to get a sense of this image of well-being. And as you begin to notice about it, and as you begin to come to know the essentials, something about this image of well-being. At some point, you're going to become familiar with how it feels to be with this image of well-being. And when you're in touch with how it feels for you to be with this image of well-being, how it feels, let's communicate with it. Let's go ahead even right now and let the image know how you feel by being with it, this image of well-being. And allow the well-being image to respond back to you in a way you can understand. Now, there's probably more you and the well-being image can share with one another, but for now, let's begin to take advantage of this image. In this way, let it fill your whole mind, and that means start first with physical body. Let it fill your head, neck, and shoulders, as though this image of well-being could grow and expand and fills your whole head, neck, and shoulders and begins to extend itself down through your arms, hands, and fingers. Each breath continues to comfort you, calm you, and drift you deeper. And the image of well-being grows and expands and at the same time lifts you up. It begins to flow down through your chest, in through your solar plexus, down through your abs and around your hips. The image of well-being grows and expands throughout your physical body, throughout your entire back, so your whole core essence, from the top of your head to around your hips, filled with this image of well-being. And as you continue to breathe easily and effortlessly, let the image continue to expand down through the hips, through the thighs, in through the knees, down through the calves, into the ankles, heels, out through feet, and out through toes, filled with the image of well-being as you're coming to know about it. In fact, so definitely in your physical body is this image of well-being taking up space. It moves into every muscle, tissue, fiber, organ, bone in your body, right down to the cellular layer of you. An image of well-being and you connecting. And then, so wonderfully, wondrously, magnificently, while it still remains a part of your physical body, let the image grow and expand beyond into the mind space. The mind space is all around your whole being, from the skin outwards at least 6 inches or more. Let the image of well-being fill your whole body and then expand outward into the mind space all around you, so that you are filled with this image of well-being and surrounded by the image of well-being. And then imagine this going to the top of your symbolic staircase, where it's well lit, it's steady handrails, both to the right, to the left, 21 steps leading down. And what we're going to do is reinforce the feeling state of this image of well-being that fills your whole being physically and has flowed into the mind space all around you. And allow that to take place so that with every step down, we are reinforcing an image of well-being that is within you and all around you. Every step down reinforces these ideas with the left foot first at 20, going down 19, 18, 17, 16, 15, 14, 13, 12, 11, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1 and 0, drifting deeper. Now imagine as negatives have dissipated and disintegrated, because actually, from the very get-go, from the beginning of imagining an image that stands for well-being, in your mind, as you floated through your whole body, and then in your outer mind space around you, it must have transfigured something where you are in a different experience now than where you were before. That after deepening and strengthening this image of well-being within you and all around you, and strengthening it down the staircase, releasing any remaining negatives of any kind, what has happened is you have filled space within your body, within your mind, with an image of well-being. And it's taking up the space within and all around. It's transfigured you into something wondrous. For you're filled with well-being, surrounded by well-being, and let this help your inner focus now. As if you were to walk forward on the path of wisdom and goodness that you're on, and the door of your imagination opened a little wider, you would walk into a beautiful kind of healing place, perhaps, a place within you that you might know well, a healing place. It's almost kind of sacred for you, because with any or all of the senses, you begin to get a sense of this place. And here you are walking within to your place, this healing place, with the well-being image within you and all around you. And you can take this forward now into the healing place and find the just right spot to stretch out and to accept and allow the goodness of this image of well-being that's filling you and surrounding you. You might say you're accomplished in that way, using the powers of your mind, the imagination, the creativity, the something wondrous of the subconscious mind that brings you this feeling of accomplishment stretched out in the healing place, feeling as though you have moved in some way from what was something and now is something else. Now, some of you might call that transfigured. Some of you might also call that transformation. But it is definitely moving from one thing to another and holding focus in the most easy and effortless yet very pointed way. Holding focus that well-being fills you and surrounds you. And that means as you stretch out in the healing place that this becomes like a buffer of positive energy all around you, where you could even imagine yourself as you're stretched out in the healing place. You could even imagine and visualize yourself going through your day, being filled with the image of well-being and surrounded by it as well. And what would that do for you? Going through your daily activities, if you were that, filled with the image of well-being and surrounded by it, what would that mean as you drove down the street? What would that mean if you were at home or with others? What would that mean if it was within you and all around you, wherever you went, whatever you do? To be filled with the well-being image and surrounded by it. Accomplished, yet with focus to bring about more goodness, more connection, more availability of being courageous, like to meet whatever the day brings with courage and as well contentment. It's interesting to imagine or think about courage and contentment together at the same time. What if you were to imagine, as you are in your healing place, filled with the image of well-being, surrounded by it, feeling accomplished, that you already moved from one place to another in your mind. You have an inner focus towards the positive, that you're building up courage even more from embodying the courage that comes to you, the contentment that's here right now in the healing place. And what is that like, to be filled with the image of well-being and surrounded by it, and noticing that somewhere, somehow, some way, there's this knowing of being content? And how can being content connect you to actual greater courage, confidence, and even more well-being? Perhaps at this point in your healing place experience, with all this kind of movement going on, allowing this image of well-being to sort of fill you and surround you. Perhaps we might like to call in an inner guidance, might be a voice, could be a something, another image, a healing guide of some kind, maybe an archangel. You'll know that maybe in some way, shape, or form, this begins to allow you to know more, allow you to know even more about being accomplished, perhaps in other areas of your life. And let your focus go there, for having accomplished what you have already with this imagining, perhaps just sort of letting yourself take an inventory on other areas of your life that you've experienced and have been accomplished and duly noted, to honor yourself with that, to accept it, to resonate with it, to understand it, might be kind of a nice thing to do, to focus on a quality that you've become quite accomplished at being. And in this healing place, being filled with the image of well-being and surrounded by it, to bring in that sort of inner guidance or wisdom figure of some kind could be helpful for you in terms of connection to your accomplished areas of your life. Because if you're not quite sure, you could ask this wisdom guide, this inner guidance voice, to help you see it or sense it or feel it in some way, other areas of your life where you've been accomplished. And knowing that this wisdom guide could always be with you, healing wisdom guide, a healing inner voice. It's there to help point you in the right direction, to remind you of divine right timing, to help your inner focus be one of great positive thrust forward, and to come to know there are so many good, accomplished qualities or ways of being that you have experienced. And to just let that kind of wash over you like a beautiful healing light or a gentle breeze that just cools you exactly to the right temperature, to bring you that extra sensory experience that in some way definitely ignites that well-being image within. And so all of this can actually connect you to even more courage and confidence of that courage. That this wisdom guide, this inner healing voice, wants you to know more about reinforcing the courage. It's almost like where your healing place is. You might, if you're indoors, just gently find the way to step outside. If you're indoors, you're already finding the place with a little gentle slope that we can, out in nature, gently walk another 20 steps, so to speak, to increase the courage, and that inner healing voice goes with you, or that wisdom guide goes with you, is where you are at the sort of crest of this little slope down, where every step on the path just reinforces even more, even stronger courage. And so we walk that path now, knowing that courage is increasing your experience. And courage is allowing you to go forward without false evidence appearing real, without fear. Courage allows you more. And so every step down the gentle path, with your wisdom guide, with your inner voice, we're increasing the courage now with the left foot first at 20, going down 19, 18, 17, 16, 15, 14, 13, 12, 11, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, and 0, drifting deeper and drifting deeper down the path. Your wisdom guide, or that voice within that's very healing, helps you to release and let go of more, and begins to walk you right back into your healing place again, to where you were stretched out and comfortable and content. And as you experience connection to this healing place at a greater availability now, because there's a definite surge of stronger courage within, a definite feeling of being accomplished in perhaps several areas of your life, just knowing that what you focus on follows. So knowing that your focusing has been really quite excellent, to be focusing to the positive, to the inner knowing of the image of well-being, to the feeling of the energetic buffer, positive energetic something around you that we call the well-being image expanded all around you, that there is a feeling of being more now. And it's just a special kind of feeling that you are connecting to and allowing the sense of being content. Content with the good, the positive, and the true. Content with the image of well-being within and all around. content with the level of courage that you have, knowing it can increase easily and effortlessly. Knowing now that your inner eye has a very sharp and strong focus to the positive. For with all the journeys you've been on, it's come over and over and over to you again that what you focus on follows. It is the law of the mind. And so it would only follow to focus positively and to have the experience of receiving and allowing positive results. Sometimes it may take courage to allow positive results to happen, to accept and connect with them. Sometimes being content with positive goodness might take a little bit. And yet it can happen. It is happening. More and more, each and every day in every way, there's a deeper connection for you to be experiencing your image of well-being, to be surrounded by the energy of well-being, to know that it is kind of a buffer. It rebukes all negatives of any kind and yet outreaches to receive and allow the positives, the positive thoughts and ideas and images that flow easily through this buffer of positive energy, and that it's ongoing. It's an ongoing energy of well-being, connected to your image of well-being. And so you're going to allow this to work positively for you without effort. It just now is part of your subconscious mind doing its good work for which it's meant to do. And within that, healing happens, comfort abounds, more courage, more accomplishment, more focus, more content, easily transfiguring from there to here, from here to there, in positive ways, happens. And so as we allow all the images to fade for now, the strength of them does stay with you. And now at zero, as we reinforce it all, we begin to come up and out and bring back the good, the positive, and the true of this experience now at one. With a deep cleansing breath and a release. Two, realizing where you are, the room you're in. Three, such a peaceful, wondrous feeling of well-being. There it is, the image of well-being. Four, more alert and awake. And now five, eyes open, wide awake and alert. One, two, three, four, five. Wide awake and alert.